Nigger clone?
Gaping hole.
I'm an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Memory Remains. It's a Metallica song. Look it up. Hey, Briggs Dimension with you, back to kick off a new week of programs. Very exciting. Got a great show for you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. If you're new to the program, oh, you're in for a real treat. Assuming the sounds of vomit, shit, and cum farts don't bother you. And old people having sex. Yeah, Granny gotta get it. Granny gotta get the cookies. Look, I don't know what the hell's going on. I had a very jam-packed weekend, but first things first, let me just mention this Dark Knight tragedy, or should I say, it's a great tragedy. How did you say that?
It's a great tragedy.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, great tragedy. No, I'm not making light of the situation. It's very sad what happened over there in Colorado. Although for the first 12 hours, I was pretty sure it happened in Detroit for some reason. It just sounds like something that would happen in Detroit. Everyone's pissed off and upset and jobless over there. But no, of course, I mean, for those of you who don't know, Jesus Christ, what are you, living under a rock? There was a midnight showing of The Dark Knight, and a gunman went batshit bananas crazy and shot up the movie theater, letting off a smoke bomb, shooting, like, what, 20-some people? Killing 20-some people, I think, and then injuring, like, 50 others. Usually, like, when you hear about shootings and stuff, three or four people get gunned down, and that's it. This guy took out, you know, a couple dozen, it seems, and then injured a bunch of others. Now, the level of difficulty was set at easy. If this was a video game, he would be a novice. Because, I mean, you're in an enclosed, dark, cramped space. A movie theater. It's easy to pick off people, you know what I mean? There's no challenge there. Speaking of which, if you'd like to gain some instant notoriety by profiting off of this tragedy, and they did this after the Columbine shooting over there in Colorado. What the hell's going on over there? They created a video game, like Columbine Super Massacre or something was the name of the video game. So someone should come up with a game where you're like a shooter at a movie theater and you'll gain instant fame and probably a lot of death threats will follow. If someone wants to brand that Distorted View Presents, go right ahead. I'm all for publicity. No publicity is bad publicity. I'm a monster. No, but we should not, my point, and I do have one, is that we should not think of this guy as some sort of criminal mastermind or expert gunman because, you know, you're in a fucking movie theater. No one thinks they're going to get shot in a movie theater. It's a cramped, dark spot. Of course you're going to be able to kill a bunch of people at once. They don't know what the hell's going on. They're sitting right next to each other. It really was a pussy move. You know, if you really wanted to show off your expertise or something, you'd stay on top of a building. I don't know. I'm not going to give you advice to any of you who might want to, you know, try your hand at serial killing. But you have to admit, it's a pretty pussy-ass thing to do, to shoot people up at them in a movie theater. The only thing that worse I could think of, like, where there would be more defenseless people would be, like, at a daycare center during nap time. You know, you could just boom, 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 blow the little kids' heads off while they're taking a nap on the floor. Again, I urge you not to do that. One of the more interesting things that came out of this, and this is a little more Distorted View worthy, and the real reason why I'm bringing this up, the guy, what's his name, James Holmes, who refers to himself as the Joker, it has like bright orange hair, had a few online profiles. He was on Match.com, and then the less reputable Adult Friend Finder, which I get those pop-ups all the time when I'm looking for porn videos for DV. You know, Adult Friend Finder is kind of like just a hookup site, easy access to sex. He went by the name Classic Jimbo on the service, and he included the tagline, "Will you visit me in prison?" Foreshadowing. I'm sure there are some girls that are like, "Ooh, he's a bad boy." He's got a picture of himself with that orange, that bright orange hair, which, not a good look. I love it because there's the profile picture, and then right under it, it has, you know, his quote. My quote would have been, you know, "Yes, ladies, the carpet does match the drapes. I have bright orange pubes." All right. It says here, "Looking for a fling or casual sex, am a nice guy." Really? Well, as nice enough of a guy who does these sort of shenanigans. All right. So he's looking for a sexual relationship that includes women, couples, a man and a woman, or a couple, two women. Yeah, right, like you could ever swing that dude with that orange hair. Holmes also noted that he's interested in erotic chat. Oh, it would have been great if he was on Skype. I could have Skyped him as Katie. Maybe if he somehow posts bail, and I don't foresee that happening, he'll get on Skype and I can, you know, find him and we could skank him. "I'm a little 14-year-old girl with a Ronald McDonald fetish, and I'm into scat." See if he'll shit on me. All right. According to the website, most incriminating, I must say, is the fact that he has a short penis. Well, short slash average size penis. But why would you reveal that? You know what I mean? You're showing your hand. It's one thing if you want to crow about your huge penis. "Yeah, ladies, I got a big fucking member." But if you don't have a huge one, just keep your mouth shut. No woman is looking at a profile and going, "Oh, he's got a short one. He's got a little nubby cock. It's hot." Also interesting is he was on this website in the past 3 days. And I think this was discovered on Saturday. So sometime, the night before the shooting, he was looking for sex, checking his profile, seeing if he got any emails. Maybe he was frustrated because he had to blow a load and no one would respond to his ad. This is why, girls, you really, if you see a guy who's looking a little crazy, you might want to just have sex with him because he might be blowing off steam. You might prevent a national tragedy.
It's a great tragedy.
It's selfish, girls, to just think about yourself. "I don't want to have sex with someone like that. He's gross." Yes, but if you don't, he might take out a whole fucking movie theater. Fuck nerds. You should just once in a while do your civic duty, girls, and open your legs for a disgusting geek. Thank you. And that's one to grow on. Oh, by the way, I guess he only I don't mean to say that, but earlier I said that he killed like 20-some people. He killed 12 people, which just shows you, proves my point. He's a horrible gunman. You're in a movie theater. You can't not kill people. Like, you can point a gun anywhere in a movie theater, you're going to take out some people. I thought it was more. All right, so that's James Holmes, the Joker. Apparently, I was reading his articles. There's all sorts of weird stuff, and I don't know what's true or not. He thinks he's in a movie. He calls himself the Joker. He's spitting on guards. You know, he's a piece of work. You know, police are entering his apartment, finally, after, getting through all the booby traps. I hope to God he's not a fan of Distorted View. I don't need that. Well, part of me kind of hopes he is. You know, like, wouldn't that be great on the news? And he had 200 episodes of a podcast called Distorted View, and there'd be all this attention brought on me, and I'd probably get shut down for something that I said. But all that attention would probably translate into some new memberships. People, you know, want curious about the show, but I don't really want to be associated with that guy. All right, because it is a great tragedy. Moving on now. Let's move away from this. Oh, I had a very busy weekend. As a lot of you know, and I mentioned this on the last DVDA, which no DVDA today. We'll be back on Wednesday to do it. I'm trying to figure out the best, how many times a week I should do it and when and all that other shit. So no DVDA today. I've got other stuff to work on. I am going to be posting Friday's DVDA on the sideshow, though. My mom came into town, and when I was doing DVDA live, my sister called me to say, "Hey, would it be okay if my daughters came? My nieces, my sister's daughters. I was, really? You want to bring your daughter? You want to bring little six-year-old girls to my house? Which is not a good idea. First of all, legally, I'm not allowed to be around six-year-old. So it just threw me for a loop. Like, I wasn't expecting to have to entertain little kids, right? So, and that changes everything. Like, I was going to take my mom and my sister to some bars and stuff. It was going to be good. My, you know, 70-year-old mom to bars. So now I got to plan for all sorts of kid-friendly activities. And then when my mom and sister and nieces got here, first things first, my sister's on the rag. You know, I'm not prepared to deal with women having their period. By the time they went through three fucking rolls of toilet paper. They were here overnight, just one night. Like, they were literally here 24 hours. How do you go through three rolls of toilet paper? And I overwipe. I know how it goes. I go through rolls of toilet paper quickly, but three in one day? Jesus effing Christ. All right, so my sister's on the rag, right? So she whips out her pads. I'm like, oh, really? And so she... I guess what girls do is when they take off their pad, they wrap it in toilet paper. So again, when they left, my waste basket in the bathroom was full of bloody fucking pads that I had to throw out. Now we've got dogs, right? Dogs can smell blood and they love to eat maxi pads for some reason. I don't know why they love to eat maxi pads, but they do. Apparently, bloody fucking uterine lining is a tasty treat for dogs. So we had to make sure to keep the door closed all the time. Otherwise, there'd be a trail of bloody maxi pads throughout the house. So that I was dealing with that as well. And then my sister's friend came who lives like in Dayton. So I had five guests in the house, and I was trying to entertain. I took them to this Japanese steakhouse, which is super good and super fucking expensive. But I'm not going to complain about that. But my family is so embarrassing. Now, I'm an asshole, but I feel like I know how to conduct myself. Like, if we ever meet, you would think I'm a normal guy because I'm not loud and obnoxious. And it's not the same Tim you hear on Distorted View, right? I'm not pointing out black people at the grocery store going, oh, TNB, she's buying some fried chicken, you know, or whatever. Look at them Negroes at the watermelon station or whatever. There's a watermelon station at the grocery store. A little cardboard box full of watermelon. But my mom is from Ashtabula, the sticks, and so is my sister. They don't get out to the big city much. So I take my parents, or my mom and my sister and family or whatever, to this Japanese steakhouse. And the first thing they're doing, it's so embarrassing. They're making fun of the Japanese people. As they're walking in, they're going, oh, aso, y'all. And I'm like, oh my God, no, don't. They're right. They can hear you. You're very loud people. And my mom's, as they're leaving, she's like doing like the bowing, you know, like, it's like, oh God, no. It was really like the Clampets arriving in Beverly Hills, you know what I mean? Like the Beverly Hillbillies. So it was just, and my mom was like, oh, should we take our shoes off and sit? Are we going to have to sit on the floor? So, I mean, it was a good time. It was funny and everything, but it was just, it was a full weekend for Timmy Poo. I'm in the process of recuperating right now, but I've got some very exciting news to share with you. I've been waiting for this moment for well over a year now. One of my favorite discoveries has been Alexis K. Tyler. Unfortunately, she seems to have mellowed out. When we originally met Alexis, she was doing some fucking public access show where she's talking about dick and nuts and piloting the pussy and all this other shit with her mother, your big fat mom, who would hold a folder over her fupa or pubic puff. I believe that's where the term pubic puff came from. So then Alexis started to get a little full of herself, in my opinion. she started to think that she, you know, people really turned to her for advice. When in actuality, we just wanted to hear her, you know, scream, you know, about piloting the pussy and dick and nuts and shit like that. So now she's created this line of hair care products, and every single update on her YouTube channel is just people raving about these products. Now, I haven't tried them. I don't really care. But if buying her products means that she'll make more videos where she's screaming like a fucking black sailor, I'm all for that. I would pay $30 for some shampoo or whatever. But finally, it has happened. Published on July 20th, 2012, Alexis K. Tyler gives us a hair product update. It was about 50 minutes in length. And I thought to myself, now, wait, there's no way she could ramble on about hair care products for 50 minutes. There's got to be something. She has to let loose at some point. The real Alexis has to come out. And about halfway through the video, sure enough, the real Alexis comes out. Take a listen. She's talking about how she's been focusing on her hair care line the past year.
Y'all, now I have been praying ever since I came from Baltimore, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, whatever, and every other God in essence I could think of. I done tried to talk the cussing demon out.
Yeah, she's trying to cut down on the swearing.
And I've been doing good. I ain't did no cussing video all goddamn year. It been all over a year now. I ain't said shit, but hello, how you doing?
She's talking about how she hasn't done a cussing video, but as she's describing that, she's cussing.
Would you like what kind of shampoo? What's going on with you? You need some oil? What it is? What's up? Be professional with my service with people and mail them they damn shit. I done tried to do that and be a lady with it. Y'all don't want it. You don't respect it. You don't appreciate.
There's no T. By the way, I don't know if you know this. There's no T at the end of respect.
Appreciate it.
That's an urban myth.
And yeah, it's like the mole. I need some tell you something about these sisters. These gay boys, they ain't no fucking good because they been instigating the motherfucking shit too.
The gays are behind this, or she calls them the sissy boys, whom she loves. Don't get me wrong, the gays love Alexis K. Tyler, but she refuses to stop calling them sissy boys.
Oh yeah. They get on my Facebook page and they get on my emails. Alexis, I think you need to come back, honey, and let have on these hoes, because these hoes is off the chain, goddamn sucking dick and going around here getting fucked all in their ass and ain't getting no goddamn money, no orange, grapefruit, plum, nothing. What? Just busting nuts all in their fucking jaw.
I never heard that before. They're not getting any oranges or grapefruits. I don't know what that means.
No, you need to come on back now and you need to talk some shit, bitch, where you at? And I'm like, see, I'm trying to behave. I'm really trying to be refrained. But y'all, this seem like the more I try to talk the demon down, y'all try to talk the motherfucker up and pray it out of me after I'm trying to cast the demon out.
I love that word. That people try to rile her up on Facebook. All right, let me rewind it just a second here.
Talk some shit, bitch, where you at? And I'm like, see, I'm trying to behave. I'm really trying to be refrained. But y'all, this seem like the more I try to talk the demon down, y'all try to talk the motherfucker up and pray it out of me after I'm trying to cast the demon out. Y'all want to put it back in me and possess me with this damn cussing demon and shit. And I don't try to hold back. But some of these black bitches, so that's why I don't hardly fuck with black bitches no more. I don't have them over here. I don't befriend them motherfuckers no more. I don't care how you take it.
She doesn't befriend black bitches anymore. And we're off. Here we go.
You gotta stay on your 10 toes. Don't fucking trust these black hoes here. Now, there's a few other black women I done met that's cool, but I done really, I'm like Rocco, I got them scragglers out my circle. I done cut they damn throat because they kept trying to cut mine and bled them fuckers out.
I gotta be honest with you, I'm concerned because we've got a good
20 minutes left on this video, and I don't want to not play any of it. I mean, I've got to hear every last second. We're going to be here a while, freaks.
You got to stay on your toes and stay away from these cutthroat, dick-sucking, cum-drinking hoes.
And that's why, right there. If I fast forward, I might miss a gem like that.
Stay away from me, because let me tell you something. I've been trying to do good, been trying to behave.
This part I did hear, and I can fast forward a little bit. She's talking about how she gives out her phone number, right? Alexa K. Darling, probably her phone number, to do business, you know, to sell these hair care products. Well, what happens is women call and want to talk about fucking dick and nuts and shit like that. Or, you know, they're just playing her to hear her voice. So she's very upset.
I don't know if you want to fuck me.
See?
I don't know if you want to eat my pussy like that girl on Love and Hip Hop, Me Friend. Keep on asking her to leave, Stevie J. But that girl hungry, too. You hear me? She hungry. I can see her. She like a wolf. All that salivating right on my mouth. Right around her mouth. She want to go up in Mimi's ass and lick all the cum that Mimi done, that Stevie J done shot in her ass. The girl Arion, whatever name she...
I don't know what the hell show she's talking about. Probably on some BET channel.
Wants to suck it out of Mimi pussy. She want to fuck Mimi so bad. She can taste it. Is that what y'all want? You don't know how to tell me that you got a hard on for me? That you got a thing for me? That's why you call and play my motherfucker. See, that's what I'm saying. That's another reason I'm going to the website. See, I see why a lot of these black women that got businesses for themselves and do hair product, they don't get close to y'all bitches.
This is great because I feel like, you know, Alexis K. Tyler is getting what she wants. She gets to talk about her stupid hair care products. And we get what we want. Her being filthy and loud and very black. So it's a win-win situation. So Alexis K. Tyler she was talking about black women calling her, pretending to want hair care products. Guys apparently also call her. I think they're more direct. So she responds to that a little bit better.
The men, I ain't never had no problem like that with them. Because basically the men's is straight up. Now I done had a few men's call me, talking about they want hair care product. Then let me know that they find me attractive and they won't stiff up. Now, you ain't gonna do it, but I don't disrespect them or cuss them out because they honest and they don't say it in a nasty way. They be respectful about it. But they let me know that I really didn't call you about no goddamn hair oil. I'm trying to see how can I oil these nuts up and go balls deep up in that ass. And I basically let...
That's the respectful way they say that? I'm not here to talk about your damn hot oil treatments. I want the hot oil in my nuts up in your cunt.
No, I don't have no black oil for that right there. Now, if you want to buy something from me, I don't mind making you something. But and I appreciate you telling me and everything. But see, niggas say what they got to fucking say and roll on. Whether they a white nigga, black nigga, whatever, they let me know what they thinking. Bitch.
Am I a white nigger? What does that mean? What does it mean to be a white nigger? I'd love to ask. Oh my god. I am a white nigger! I honestly meant to say ask, I swear. I would love to ask Alexis K. Tyler what it is to be a white nigger. What does that mean?
First of all, I ain't even did nothing to these bitches. I don't even know these motherfucking bitches. And they just take time out they schedule to fixate on me. Fucks with me and stalks me like a nigga. I mean, do you have your strap on? Connected, tied on to you, greasing it when you calling me? Playing on the motherfucking phone? I don't believe this shit, man. I don't believe this shit that I have to go through these black bitches doing this to me. And I'm trying to be a sister to them.
So what she's saying is she feels like these black women want to fuck Alexis K. Tyler. And they greasing up their strap on while they're calling her.
And trying to help them.
Oh, this is fantastic.
No, I don't. I'm not interested no more. Y'all hoes, stop playing on my motherfucking phone.
This just makes me want to call Alexis even more. That's the problem with these videos. You know, like now everyone's going to really want to call Alexis.
When they was on that talking that bullshit, and one bitch talking to me by she got a booty hole demon up in her ass. I said, ma'am, you have a nice evening. I'm going to hang up the phone now. I'm not going to allow a dumb black slut bitch.
She's got a real problem. She's got the devil in her butthole. Come on, she's calling you for help.
That's calling me talking about her asshole and that she got a demon up in her asshole. You're not going to provoke me into cussing back and forth. What you got me? Because you're nothing to me. You're a trash bitch. And if you're talking to me about your asshole and that you want me to help you pull the devil out of it, that already tell me.
I snort very few times, but it seems like every time I play Alexis K. Tyler, I start snorting.
That you get fucked up in it and that it's raggedy and it's stained. Instead of calling me, you need to go back over there with Grover over there on Sesame Street. Or is that that thing over there, that nasty, stinking-looking thing that be in that trash can with all kind of dirt and caked-up shit and funk around the trash can that you take the top off that raggedy-ass trash can on Sesame Street and it come up out that trash can and talk with that wild, nappy-ass hair? Because that's what kind of behind you got.
Only Alexis K. Tyler could link a possessed asshole with the Sesame Street. Groucho or whatever. Oscar the Grouch.
This bitch probably one of the main one that go up there to the drugstore and buy them damn bikini style Depend pimples and wash them around her motherfucking ass. Because have you noticed that I have tried to go in the drugstore at different times and I can't never catch nobody buying no adult Pampers. Them fuckers is good. They sneak in there real quick and sneak out, but I see the supply people coming in and the adult Pampers up on the shelf, but I don't never see nobody taking them out. I don't even see no old people getting the damn Depend Pampers off the shelf.
I love that she calls them Depend Pampers.
I don't know.
Those are two different products.
Oh, I mean, if you don't want us to know you by them. But I know a lot of these black women's now getting fucked in their ass and fisted. And I know a lot of them leaking and got all kind of anal fissures. And the sphincter muscle been busted.
Did she call it the proper? The proper name, sphincter. Did she actually say sphincter, or was it something else?
And I know a lot of them leaking and got all kind of anal fissures. And the sphincter must have been busted.
Sphincter, she called it the sphincter. Oh, sweet fucking Christ. Okay, wait, one more time.
And I know a lot of them leaking and got all kind of anal fissures. And the sphincter must have been busted.
The sphincter.
So I know you well.
All right, I cannot take any more of this. We've got another 13 minutes left, and maybe I'll save it for tomorrow or Wednesday or something. But we've got to move on to the news right now. Let's get into it right now, Brady. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? Oh, shame on you. Support the program right now. Prove that you're a true freak. Sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month. When you sign up for a yearly, it equals out to even less than that. It's like $5.50 or $5.80 a month. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. We do extended shows every week, exclusive programs. You can download all of the past exclusive content. And the entire archive of programs, every single show I've done since 2004, well over 1,500, and other things like weekend programs, a lot of great exclusive content. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up right now. Don't forget about Adam and Eve, coupon code FREAK or DV as well if you're in the market for a dildo or adult movie or condoms or lube. Come on, there's gifts for her, for him. We're talking pocket pussies, that type of thing. AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. If you've already used that, try coupon code DV for 50% off just about any item. Three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and you're going to get all of that with free shipping. So it's an amazing deal. Half off just about any item at AdamandEve.com. Just add it to your shopping cart when you check out. Enter that coupon code FREAK or DV. Two little letters will save you 50% at AdamandEve.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I've played clips at the top of the program, and we've talked about you know, items in the news where someone has become fixated on an inanimate object. My favorite being, what was it, the Airwolf? Was it Airwolf? Some guy was like sexually attracted to Airwolf and would have sex with that fucking helicopter or whatever the hell it was. Now a woman is in love with the Statue of Liberty and has paid the landmark a return visit. And she said after touching it, it gave her an orgasm. Shop worker Amanda Whitaker, 27, flew to New York last week to spend some quality time with her beloved Libby. Libby! Have we talked about this broad before? I don't know. She may have been featured in one of those documentaries. She said, it was like lightning between us. Lightning in my pussy. It was sexually and emotionally fulfilling. This girl, it does not take a lot to get her off. Libby satisfies my lovemaking needs, proving once and for all that the Statue of Liberty is a big lesbian. It's the Statue of Lesbity. Amanda said in March how she turned her Leeds home into a shrine to the statue. She has a rare condition called objectum sexuality, which makes her fall for inanimate objects. Her statue of, I do remember her, like, her room. It was full of, like, the Statue of Liberty shit. Her Statue of Liberty fixation began during a visit in 2007. Amanda, who has recently changed her surname to Liberty by deed poll, said of last week's trip, I was overwhelmed with emotional and sexual excitement. Congratulations, like, she's just fucking leaking all over that plane. I hope she wasn't in coach. Those seats are so cramped. I feel bad for the person next to her. Pussy juice is leaking. Leaking onto his seat. When I saw her, I almost cried. Speaking of the Statue of Liberty, Amanda said, I could feel her hugging me. I cried out, I love you, Libby. And tourists looked at me strangely. I wrote Libby a poem. Oh, God, please post the poem. We cuddled, and I spent hours talking to her. Could you imagine? Like, you're going to visit the Statue of Liberty, just like tons of people do. And you see this girl stroking the Statue of Liberty, hugging her. Spending hours with her. I vowed to be faithful to her, and I know she's faithful to me. Except that, you know how many people are up inside the Statue of Liberty every day? Thousands, probably. Nothing else matters when I'm in her presence. It's euphoric. She is currently having work done inside her. So she needed me. That's why I visited her this time. Amanda wants her condition seen as another kind of sexuality, like being straight or gay. She, okay, straight, gay, or crazy. That's what she is. Her first love was a drum kit. That screams crazy, doesn't it? And she has felt urges for flags, but she said, none of that compares to my passion and lust for Libby. Libby! Put on the recording of the Manhattan Transfer. I'm going to sing for you, Libby. All right. I sing like a canary. She even wants to marry the statue. She said, I'm not weird. Uh-huh. Everything you have just said in the past few moments talking to this reporter leads me to believe otherwise. I'm not weird, just unusual. Isn't that the same fucking thing as weird? Weird, unusual, queer. I see a different side to objects. The sexual side. Libby is the love of my life, and she feels the same for me. Yeah. All right. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from North Carolina. A Marion man faces multiple sex charges after he rubbed his bare cock up against the Statue of Liberty. You were supposed to be mine, Libby! Leslie. Authorities say he molested teen girls while giving them tattoos. Now, this guy is smart. He told the girls, I will give you a free tattoo. The catch is, it's got to be on your private area. I only do pussy tattoos. Captain Shannon Smith of the McDowell County Sheriff's Office charged Michael Wayne Smith, 44, of Mountain View Terrace with 4 felony counts of taking indecent liberties with a child and 3 felony counts of statutory rape. Business was booming, apparently. He was taken into custody in lieu of $720,000 bond. Smith said investigators have identified 4 victims. It's pretty easy. Each of the victims has, like, a heart next to their cunt lips, who were in their early teens when the crimes reportedly occurred. He would give them free tattoos on their private areas. I I wonder what the tattoos were. It's probably just like his signature. Like, ah, I'm Michael's girl. All right. Yeah, all of the victims were acquaintances of Smith. The incidents allegedly occurred. Okay, here's the other thing. How many, like, teenage girls does the average 44-year-old man know? You know what I mean? They're all acquaintances. If they're not your daughter, you really have no business, you know, communicating with teenagers. All right, or whatever. How old were these girls? I don't think the news story says, just that they're teenagers. You know how many teenage girls I know? I'm 30. I'm almost 32. You know how many teenage girls I associate with? Zero. Now, teenage boys.
It's a great tragedy.
I mean, maybe one or two, actually. But that's because I know, like, you know, the parent of the kid or something. And I'm never alone with them. Smith said there could be other victims. If anyone suspects that they know a victim, they are asked to call the po-po. All right, final story we have for you today. A teenage boy was apprehended early on July 15th in Port Moody, British Columbia. Why, you ask? Because he picked a fight with a mailbox. He was high at the time. Not on bath salts, just good old LSD. Police saw the 15-year-old kid literally talking to the mailbox and full-out fighting with it, said spokeswoman Constable Luke Van Winkle. Officials say the boy was under the influence of list, and when officers attempted to take him into custody, he began to turn his aggression onto them. Don't you know my name? I'm Blue Boy! Is it Cartwheels Joe? Might be. I don't know. I love that clip. Don't you know what? It's the pilot light. I'm looking down into the eternal pilot light. Ultimately, the boy was released with no charges. Van Winkle noted that he was just a kid who made some bad choices and that criminal charges were not in his best interest. That's how they handle things in Canada. Like, the kid wasn't hurting anyone. Just a mailbox. You have to pay to replace the mailbox, but they're not going to charge him criminally. The Port Moody police tweeted about the incident, first stating a call of a male fighting with a mailbox. They later reported mailbox fighter arrested after violently fighting with police. The Port Moody Twitter account is in fact full of hilarious comments on various police calls. It was a fight on the street between friends. A July 21st tweet reads, an intervener got bit in the arm. We were advised it was typical guy stuff. I don't know what that meant. I don't know if that's in regard to the same case or what. News story doesn't really make sense. I have a feeling they were trying to meet a word quota or something. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of Shaw. All right, real quick, before we get into the first call, someone emailed me and said they wanted to hear the Toxic Shock Syndrome song by La Sexaflex. They couldn't find it. They were having a hard time locating it. It's free, or at least it was. If you go to La Sexaflex's website, you can download their whole album. One of the songs is called TSS, and that is the Toxic Shock Syndrome song you heard at the top of the program today. So there you go. All right, yes, caller, go right ahead.
Hey, Tim, Private Dick here. Listened to one of your more recent podcasts, and in your news stories, you talked about the guy that bit the dude in the stomach. He kept saying bath salts, obvious bath salts. Going crazy, jumped on someone's hood, pissed all over, cops had to restrain him. But at the end of it, you said that they gave him ketamine to calm him down. And I know that you're not a real recreational drug user, but
no.
Someone that's kind of had some experience. Ketamine is kind of like what they use to tranquilize elephants.
Okay,
horses,
that makes
animals,
sense.
And small doses are really fucking great time for human use. Definitely it had to, they didn't mention bath salts, but I'm going to definitely go on bath salts because the dude's all jacked up, kind of like on LSD or some fucking...
Yeah, PCP.
The crazy fucking stick stuff. I'm going to definitely lean towards that, but just wanted to throw it your way and... awesome show.
Is that the same thing as special? What's Special K? Or am I just, or is it just a cereal? I don't know. Is that ketamine or something like that? Like when you get into a K-hole?
The goo, Timmy Boo! Haley's Comic following up with a quick tip that will save you money and reduce the amount of time you have to spend interacting with other people.
Oh,
interested?
Good, yes.
Thought you'd be. On a recent episode, you mentioned how you will once a day head down to pick up a couple cans of Red Bull. Well, you can eliminate that trip by buying, instead of the cans of Red Bull, get the SodaStream flavor extract for their energy drink. It tastes just the same as Red Bull.
Oh, really? I've been looking at that. So you'd think I would have one of those SodaStream things, but I don't.
Profile per drink. A $6 bottle of the extract will make 6 liters of liquid, and liters of Red Bull usually cost about $8.50 when you get it in those little 8-ounce cans.
Yeah.
And you can either use a SodaStream to carbonate water, or you just get cheap bottles of seltzer. So you're saving money pretty quickly, and you wouldn't have to go out every day.
I guess so. You know, the thing is, I don't like to interact with people. I like getting out of the house for a second or two. You know, like in the morning when after I do all my morning chores with the goddamn dogs and everything, and before I start my show, I like to just take a breather, go out, drive somewhere real quick, just a 5 or 10 minute thing, clear my head.
Hey, Tim. Sorry about the most recent message. Forgive me. Hydroplaning.
Yeah. And that'll get you every time. You got to watch out for that hydroplaning. You'd think after all these years, someone would come up with a fix for hydroplaning.
I would just try and stop talking. Anyway, I just wanted to call to let you know that I hope that I didn't hurt your feelings in real life with any negative YouTube comments.
Oh, you were the caller that was upset about the WTF Japan thing.
And
because you thought it was going to take, it was going to replace DVDA.
I don't know. I thought you knew how the internet worked. You know, you post things, people rip on them, and then
I don't like that. I like when people are supportive and say, "Oh, this was good." Either shut your mouth and just move on, or write a comment saying, "I like it."
$60 a year or $6.99 a month or something. That's my view of it.
So you're paying the money. You're paying the yearly membership just so you can be mean
either
to me.
You post someone for us to make fun of and dump all our hate and negative emotions on, or you become the target.
Yeah, I post shit all the time. So, you're not supposed to turn on me. I hate my listeners. Why can't you be loyal listeners?
Jimmy, Boo, this is Solid from More Hope. Just call and let you know that, you know, All of the silly Mexicans, they work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Just wanting to let you know that.
Well, they're go-getters. You
Indian,
can't spell Mexican without I can.
Vietnamese.
Although that's true with Americans, too, and we most definitely cannot.
Cajun.
We don't want to do any of that work.
Jagoo, Tim. It's Smiley from Illinois.
Hi, Smiley.
Holy shit. It is fucking hot. Fucking hot.
I know.
Hotter than a 10-cent whore on nickel night.
Grass is all brown.
It's hotter than two rats going out.
There's quite
a
drought. Yeah, the weather. We need a good soaking.
Keep cool, Tim.
It's like old people talking. I always love old people love to talk about the weather and raining. Yep. Oh, that's what we need. It was raining, but we needed it.
Just furious.
We need a good soaking.
I do it by listening to December episodes of Distorted View.
All right, whatever. Thank you. Finally today.
Hello, my name is...
Yes?
I'm going to be incognito for this call.
Oh, okay.
I work in an adult store in California and would love to be a part of your radio show.
Okay.
Maybe talking, telling you what I see. I see a lot of crazy stuff.
I bet. Yeah, if you work in an adult store, I'm sure you see lots of insane stuff. Sure, call in sometime.
You might be interested.
Give me some stories.
I think it'd be an awesome.
Back when Joey and I were in Texas doing the live show, Joe and I went to an adult store in Dallas to get some prizes. Like, we got some, like, edible underwear and stuff like that to give away as prizes. It was a classy show even back then. And we got to talking to one of the guys, and he said the biggest seller at the adult video store, believe it or not, was body butter. And I guess it's just like
experience to be a
flavored lotion,
a
or
part
something
of your broadcast. Ooh. As a guest, maybe for one episode, maybe two episodes.
Yeah, I would love to. You know what? DVDA would be a good time. So if you're available at 3 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, let me know. Email me, show@distortedview.com, and let me know what you want to do, when you want to come on. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God.
And the sphincter must have been busted.
Spread the distortion. Very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast, seriously. Whether they're real friends, your Facebook imaginary friends, or just people you talk to online, I don't care. Just let everyone know about DV. Also, subscribe to the Sideshow if you're not yet a member, and I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday podcast. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
P.M. Bill and I left Georgia Street Juvenile and headed for 1200 Loma Linda Avenue. It was 8 blocks from the office. It took us 4.5 minutes to reach the vacant lot where the strange behaving juvenile was reported to have been seen.
Stand still.
Reality, man, reality. I could see the center of the earth. Purple flame down there, the pilot light. All the way down, the purple flame down there, the pilot light. Pilot light of...
He's clean, Joe.
Creation, reality. Reality.
What's your name, son?
You can see my name if you look hard enough.
Come on now, what's your name?
Don't you know my name? My name's Blue Boy.
What do you think, Joe? Cartwheels?
Sugar cubes. I'll make your bookie's been dropping that acid we've been hearing about. All right, son, you're under arrest. It's our duty to advise you of your constitutional rights. You have the right to remain silent, and any statements you make may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to the presence of an attorney. If you cannot afford one, one will be appointed before any questioning. Do you understand that?
There I am. I'm over there now. I'm not here anymore. My hair is green and I'm a tree.
You ever see anybody this torn up?
Well, it's a cinch he's not strung out on sugar cubes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take him to central receiving.
Come on, son.
Even if your body does die, your mind will live on.
Yeah, we know. Come on.
You're the dirty disbelievers. The evil disbelievers. Evil! Evil! Evil!
All right, come on, son. Settle down.
Brown, blue, yellow, green, green, orange, red, 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 red. I can hear them. I can hear them all.
Yeah, sure you can, kid.